As we've been talking about Governor Rauner on this first international trade mission since taking office, he's joining us now on the line from Chicago. Governor Rauner, welcome to the 21st. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Nyla. It's great to join you. Thank you.
So why we were just hearing about China and Japan. We've been talking all this hour about how important this is. You called the trip extremely successful. Governor Rauner, how do you measure success with these trade missions?
It's about making strong, positive connections with job creators. So the mission is all about creating more economic opportunity across the entire state of Illinois. And Japanese companies, Japanese investors are huge partners already for the people of Illinois. There are more than 630 Japanese companies invested in Illinois, and they employ roughly 50,000 Illinoisans. And we met with dozens more Japanese companies who would like to come to Illinois. And as well, we met with some companies who already have operations who are interested in expanding in Illinois. We had some great conversations, a lot of follow-up to do. We've got an opportunity to have a number of new plant openings and expansions and create more good-paying jobs for the people in Illinois. And then we went over to China after that. China has roughly 62 companies, so they're quite a bit smaller in Illinois than Japanese firms, because they're so much more recent. China only started investing in Illinois in recent years. That said, China is the fastest-growing source of foreign direct investment in America, and Chinese companies have a huge interest in coming to Illinois and investing here. And we had a meeting set up with many Chinese companies, both by the Bank of China as well as by the China Investment Corporation. They introduced us to dozens and dozens of businesses, and we had some terrific first meetings and a lot of follow-up to do. So we came away very excited, a lot of good job prospects from the trip.
Right. And Governor Rauner, of course, your role here is always top cheerleader, right, to speak for Illinois. I wonder how on your trip you did that when we've heard so much of your message the past 2 years with the budget standoff being how broken a state we're in and how hard it is for the state, for businesses in particular. Did that come up? Did people worry about Illinois' budget situation and how stable the state was? Did you hear that from leaders in China and Japan?
Well, we did hear that. It's not surprising. From the companies who are already here or know Illinois well, they brought up the issues that I, as governor, have been trying to address. A number of companies brought up the high property tax burden, especially in the metropolitan Chicago area, although in other parts of the state as well, Rockford, et cetera. High property taxes, big worry. Number two, a lot of concern about just the regulatory climate. You know, we have twice as many business regulations as the states around us in the Midwest. The red tape and restrictions raise the cost of business and reduce competitiveness. So we heard a number of concerns about that. And then also just concerns about the tax climate, the tax code, how complicated it is, how high our taxes are, and how even though taxes were raised over my veto in June, we still are running a $1.7 billion budget deficit. I mean, and the business owners who know that, they're concerned, as they should be. And I walked them through what we're doing, what I'm trying to do as governor to change that and fix it. And they were quite excited. They were very pleased with the efforts we have underway to shrink the cost of bureaucracy, to bring about a property tax freeze and local control on property taxes through a referendum, and to bring more financial discipline to the state. And they're cheering us on. We had a lot of enthusiasm when I walked through what we're trying to accomplish with our goals for the state. And then I emphasized the importance of investing for the long term and thinking of 20, 30, 40 years out, how I think that way as a businessman before I became governor, how they should be thinking. And they strongly agreed with me, all the leaders, business leaders I talked to. And the fact that we have a great workforce, highly educated, well-trained, very productive workforce, best in America, the best location of any state in America, the heart of America, with our transportation network to access American markets, a world-class airport in O'Hare Airport that's a gateway for major commercial travel.
Sure. Yeah, and Governor Rauner, when you say that, I wonder also about when we think about the airport and all of our infrastructure, we also know that It's not just foreign companies that are looking for workers and are our workers here. They're bringing in workers. We heard Mark Densler from the Illinois Manufacturers Association and the Illinois Farm Bureaus as well talking about concerns about President Trump's immigration policy changes, how that affects everything from students at the University of Illinois to the ability to have manufacturing workers here. Did you hear about worries from the Trump administration and changes to immigration during your trip?
Not so much about that from the companies that we were meeting with over there. I think all of us know that immigration policy in America is really pretty broken. I mean, it just it's not really working on any level for anybody. We make legal immigration almost impossible, and bringing in skilled workers, trained workers, highly educated folks, almost impossible, and it's holding back the development of many companies. But then we leave illegal immigration easy, that causes challenges, especially for less skilled workers, and it can push up unemployment. So we have a tough dynamic, and I've been calling on Congress to undertake comprehensive immigration reform since I started to pursue public service on behalf of the people of Illinois, and I hope Congress will take it up. It shouldn't be done at the local level. It shouldn't be done state by state. It should be done by Congress on a comprehensive basis.
Governor, I know your time is limited. I just want to ask you two more quick questions. The other big economic news for the state, I know you've been working with Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel to bring Amazon's second headquarters here. In fact, there's a team from Illinois and the city of Chicago is in Seattle today to get a better idea of what Amazon's looking for. What's on the table at this point for recruiting Amazon here to Illinois?
Well, we are selling Illinois very, very aggressively, and we think we've got a great opportunity with Amazon. They're looking for the great airport like we have at O'Hare. They're looking for the highly skilled workforce like we have here in Illinois. They're looking for a very large, diverse urban environment that's fun and dynamic and with a lot of amenities and quality of life like the metropolitan Chicago area has. And they love the transportation network and infrastructure. And my team and our administration has already been working closely with Amazon for the two and a half years I've been governor. And we've brought them here to expand 8 major distribution centers. They're employing over 7,000 Illinoisans and growing that right now. We've helped them do that the last 2 years. So we've got great working relationships with them. They already love Illinois.
And do you help out the idea of tax incentives, Governor? Or is that on the table?
Oh, we will certainly be talking about what the incentives we need to be competitive. And I was pleased to sign the EDGE tax credit extension bill yesterday so we can offer EDGE tax credits, which most states do offer, so we can be competitive on that. And again, hopefully we don't have to be so much focused on tax special deals, because I'm not a big fan of that. What we've got to sell is the quality of our workforce, the quality of life, our transportation network, our education system, second to none, and really compete on that. We'll stand up well against any state with what we have to offer in those regards.
Really quickly, Governor, we just heard some reports this morning that you hadn't made up your mind on whether or not you're going to veto the abortion funding bill, HB 40, if it reaches your desk. Have you decided one way or the other?
No, that bill hasn't even been sent to my desk. They're playing political games with it. I don't really have any comment on that. We'll talk about it at the appropriate time.
When it reaches your desk. Okay. Thanks so much for joining us, Governor Rauner, to speak about the trade mission and economic opportunities for Illinois. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks, Nyla. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.